Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today, it's finally here. We're talking about the most anticipated Marvel Cinematic Universe piece of content of the year. I Am Groot Season 2. It's packed full of nonsense. But it's perfect. Fun. So, Well, since it's kind of short and it all dropped at the same time, we're going to be talking about the entire series, not just one episode at a time. So if you haven't seen them, if you go watch them while you're listening to this, you'll probably watch them all before the podcast ends. So they are short, but they are sweet. So let's get into it. I guess we'll do first thoughts for the series as a whole.
Oh, a lot of fun. I think a little bit heavier on boy humor, especially the first two episodes. I've got three boys and they were nonstop laughing. And like when I watched it, I was like, oh my goodness, they're going to like eat this up. And like, I don't know how many times they've watched it already, but yeah, it's just like so funny. But yeah, no, I thought they were a lot of fun. This is something I wish they would just put these out like every like 3 or 4 months, you know,
like yeah, I feel like this would be like great. Five.
Yeah.
How about you, Elisa?
It was extremely cute, just like season one was. The lone burning question is, where is Groot's adult? None of this could happen if he was being properly supervised. So far, we've gotten, I think, 10 total episodes. Mm-hmm. One adult may be sort of present.
True.
And all 10 combined.
Yeah. I think it, I feel like at least one episode each season you hear an adult.
Yeah, I mean we get not to get too far ahead of ourselves, we get like a Rocket cameo in both seasons. And then this one was also not to get too far ahead of ourselves, we saw the Watcher. I'm not counting the Watcher as an adult, because he's an ageless entity and we don't really know if he is present in the way that a mom or dad should be in order to help and guide Groot.
We also did see, technically, we did see two adults in the form of Nova Corps, like police. Mm-hmm. who maybe show up at one point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I enjoyed it. I think it's fun. I was hoping to get maybe a little bit more progression on Groot this season. Maybe like pushing into the teenage Groot years. But we didn't, and that's fine.
That's why if they would do this like once a quarter, it would be perfect, because you could build up that progression and eventually this would connect, you know, to where it's at.
Right. And I get the point of this is just like fun, not like, again, nonsense. Nothing has any real stakes. Other than the Watcher, we don't really see anything connected to anything else other than its Groot. He's gross. I will say, yeah. I feel like in this season, he's real gross.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess let's we'll just go episode by episode. So each of these, you know, I think the longest one is like 8 minutes or something. They're all pretty short.
No, like about 3 minutes.
Okay.
They're pretty short, yeah.
It feels like they're longer than they are, but they really aren't
that long. I know, right? I think a lot of it's just like he fast forwards through the intro and then you got the credits. But yeah, like I remember one of them, I felt it was longer, and then I saw the timestamp and it was like 3 minutes.
So the first episode, we are, you know, back to Groot doing his Groot thing. They're just on a planet. They seem to just sort of planet hop. Is, you know, sort of what we gather from the series. So they're on a planet, and Groot finds an egg, and then it hatches, and he adopts a little, I don't even know what you want to call it, like a chicken dinosaur. Like a
chicken type thing.
Yeah.
It's a fancy chicken.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a fancy chicken. You know, I think some of them sort of have like a plot to them. This one didn't really seem to have a plot. It was just like he found this chicken. He fed it stuff. It got big. Well, it pooped on him or something, right? Yeah. And then it ended.
I think this one, because this one's titled Are You My Groot? I believe this is referenced to a children's book called Are You My Mother? So just kind of falling in line with that. But yeah, I mean, that's to the point. It's just like, find something, taps on it, cracks open, and then it's just like, here's my experience trying to be a parent.
Yeah.
But then he is proud of his little baby at the end when it falls away. He's like, oh, and he like waves at it. And I think then it poops on him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
A lot of poop in this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this would have been a great episode to introduce like another adult figure, right? Because he's walking around with that bag of snacks, right? I just kept thinking like, man, it would be so hilarious to, like, if you hear Mantis or someone in the background like screaming like, what do they call them? Like the Zarg nuts?
Yeah, where are the Zarg nuts? Like,
who took the last bag of Zarg nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird that, you know, we really only hear Rocket, and it makes you wonder, is everyone else doing something? And so Rocket and Groot just sort of fly around.
Well, I have a theory, but we'll get to it in a few more episodes.
Okay. I think for a first episode, this was fun. It really harkens back to season one, which like was just this pretty much. I feel like there weren't really plots in any of those. It was just sort of like a situation that he was in. And that's sort of what this one is. So it was a good way to start the season, get us back into the I Am Groot mindset. But then we get to episode two, and episode two, I feel like, has a plot. And the plot is moved forward, and you think something's going to happen, and then it ends with nothing happening, and you're like, oh, okay, I don't know what happened. But it's called Groot Noses Around, and in a pile of trash, Groot finds a nose that you can just stick on yourself, and then it works like a nose, so he's able to smell. And boy, oh boy, is he disgusting. There's just like half-eaten food and trash, and they never really explain how Groot eats. Like, he's always eating.
Yeah.
In this series.
But does, like, explain that he naturally just can't smell.
Yes. Yeah.
But whatever this contraption is, because it takes a little bit of force to even get it off his face, but it does the job. It's just like... It's almost like this unlocks a whole new world for Groot, because he's like viewing everything differently now.
Mm.
And that's what's so fun about it, is roaming around the ship like to the normal places. But then when he smells it, some of them are like, nope, I ain't going there.
Yeah, but then some of the things he just smells just to smell it, just to like see if it has a smell.
Right. Like doing the glass of wine and then just like breaks the glass.
Yeah.
I guess I have to love that him suddenly getting the ability to smell forces him to confront his own disgusting room.
Mm-hmm.
Which they lead to, is he going to do something about it?
Nope.
Yeah. Big surprise. I really enjoyed this one. I think one of my favorite things about, or that they've sort of like tossed in the Guardians movies, is like weird bionic add-ons for humans, mm-hmm. or aliens or whatever that do different things. So this is just funny that, you know, we went from like Yondu's cool fin, yeah, that lets him control this arrow to here's a nose and it allows you to have a nose.
And it's like, sorry,
it doesn't. Well, it's like, who owns this? Like, who, like, surely this belongs to someone, right? So, like, again, throw some adults, like, who would be looking for this thing?
Right. It'd be nice if it had, like, a tag. Like, return to blank, it found lost, or something.
It's just, if Groot's species doesn't naturally have the ability to smell, how does it even have the brain receptors it would need to process scent, is my question. We don't have to answer it because it's a cartoon,
but we need to know. So now the follow-up question to that one is, are we going to ever get an episode where he goes like to his home planet or finds more of his species?
Mm-hmm. Is he supposed to be eating Zarmuts? Is there another diet he should be on?
Here's a head scratcher since you just finished the series. If he doesn't have the nose on, can he be affected by Kilgrave?
Ooh.
But then if he wears the nose, can he be affected? A lot
I'll
to
never
think
know.
About.
Yeah.
Also, how frustrated would Kilgrave be when all he's hearing is "I am Groot"?
Yeah, I wonder if he said "say something other than I am Groot." Could he?
He would probably just go, "I am Groot."
Well, in the end, he's walking towards like a bucket of cleaning supplies. You think he's going to clean up his nasty room, but instead he uses the feather duster to rip the nose off of his face. And then he goes back to enjoying his blissful ignorance of smell in his disgusting room.
I guess we didn't like the whole point of this episode was his video game controller ran out of batteries. So he's roaming around the ship to find batteries.
With a nose on,
and he's taking the batteries, at least one of them, from something that could control something really important. We just
and he he gets his batteries, he gets back to his game, he can't smell how disgusting his room is anymore, and
but he's got you know what, he's got a new soda and a brand new bag of snacks, so he's happy little Groot,
good to go.
My favorite like gag in this episode was it showed how he had like grown into his chair.
Oh yeah, that was that was
there is like a high attention to detail in these for them just being these like short nonsense cartoons. All right, so
that's a great ending point, because there's something about the third one that feels like, I don't know, there's an animation moment in this next one that kind of bugs me.
Okay, I'm interested to hear. The third one is Groot's Snow Day. So they go to yet another planet. This one's covered in snow and ice. Groot puts on his snow outfit and goes outside and starts throwing snowballs at the ship. After stacking some snowballs, he realizes, hey, I could make a snowman. And then after seeing the snowman be kind of boring, he decides to raid the ship for parts and put them all in his snowman, which then turns the snowman into a giant, scary, unstoppable snowman robot. And then Groot has to fight it with snowballs and run back to the ship. I think that this was, of the season, probably my least favorite, because it felt so like contained. For it being one that isn't just him stuck in the ship, it was like he's pretty much on this one little hill and he's dealing with one thing, and that's the episode. Or I feel like all the episodes, there's like lots of stuff going on. And while he's focused on one thing, there's other things happening. This was very much just like one thing happened.
Maybe the episode. This may have been the one where I looked at the timestamp and it was like 3 minutes, because this one just flies by.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a moment where he throws the snowball, and just the way the animation almost makes him look Lego-like.
Oh, okay.
If you go back and rewatch it, it kind of goes slow motion, and it just doesn't really fit with the normal animation we see, to me, at least.
Interesting. What were you going to say, Lisa?
I think that the way I felt watching this episode is the same way that I feel whenever I watch the TV show Old Enough on Netflix, if you ever watch that.
Is that
either of you watch that?
Wait, is that the Japanese one?
Yes, they send the little toddlers out to do like chores and errands by themselves. And every time I watch it, I'm like, I feel like a baby should not be left alone to do these things.
Yeah.
And so it made me like genuinely nervous. I know this is a cartoon and a fictional character and it is a tree, but I was very nervous watching this episode.
Yeah, that show is one of Nicole and I's like, if you just need like a pick me up happy episode or something, you watch it. It's just like toddlers being sent to the grocery store down the street.
Is it like
to buy things?
Is it like a docu style, or is it like
it's a documentary, but it's like cute and funny.
Okay,
and
it's like a hidden cam almost.
Yeah,
they're never like next to the kid.
Yeah, okay. The children are never in any actual danger, but I still feel very nervous watching it. Yeah. But it's precious. It's one of my favorite shows to just kind of throw on and watch. And it makes me be like, are we coddling our toddlers in America? They could be doing grocery runs for us.
Yeah, I think that literally the first episode, they send three or four? They put a backpack on him and they're just like, go to the store. And he goes to the store, which is like 4.5 blocks away. He has to like cross lanes of traffic. And then he gets all the stuff from the store, and then he walks it home, and you're like, oh my gosh, he's like, I don't know what I would think if I saw that on the side of the street. I'd be like, did somebody lose a child?
I mean, they all know. You can tell all the people on the sidewalk are like stopping and watching because they know it's the kid doing its little errand, and it's so cute. But yeah, if I saw that happening like on my street, if I saw just like a child walking with purpose down the road, like it was going to the come and go behind my house, I'd be like, okay, I need to call the police. Things are not going well.
Even more so if he was a tree.
Even more so. Just a small sentient walking tree.
Oh goodness.
This one it was fun, but I wasn't into it as much as the others. The snowball or the snowman robot was kind of cool. But again, it's sort of like, how did he get all of these pieces and parts and then they somehow all connected together and turned into this robot? You know,
Ultron? Ultron's still around? What?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it could be, yeah. That was sort of the middle of the season, just sort of like a quick one. Mm-hmm. But now we can talk about what I think is my favorite one of all of them, which is called Groot's Sweet Treat, where a ice cream truck comes up or ice cream spaceship, I don't know what you want to call it, comes up and flies past, and Groot is desperately looking for a coin so that he can buy an ice cream treat. And it is madness. Everything from he finds a coin that turns out to be a chocolate coin to he basically tears the ship apart and then destroys the ice cream ship to get his ice cream, which leads us into him potentially being arrested.
Yeah, I was like, is this a manned ice cream ship? Because I think he just did murder if it was.
Right. Yeah, we don't get any clarification on that. Like,
yeah,
it's a little bothersome.
And how does an intergalactic ice cream truck work? Do your ships dock each other and then you go over there and get your ice cream? Or
I mean, you okay,
float on over? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it makes me think of like Fifth Element. If you've seen that, you know, because he would just like open up his like blind and then like the little flying boat things would just pull in and, you know, he'd have his lunch and then they'd leave.
That just seems like this outer space isn't the place for ice cream. Yeah. Like, well, I wonder what that guy's business model is.
Right.
Just going to go about and see what we can find.
I mean, do they like have it's like we don't really know if they have like I can't remember. Do they have like hyper speed or anything like getting Star Wars this? But like, how would you hop around so many different galaxies and planets
to they make have whatever rocket does that makes those like octagon holes that he can jump through? So there has to be some sort of
something.
Super
he probably space he probably travel. Makes most of his money like actually like within planets that he can dock.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the episode I was referencing at the very beginning, because it's like the moment that we have at the end here with Groot basically just like wiping out this guy's ship. I'm wondering, like, are so many of these episodes, are they on missions because of Groot and the things that he does? It's like he destroys everything. And the only thing to make amends is they're like, well, you got to go help my people and do this or do that. Or I'm going to send you on this mission for me to make up for what your Groot just did.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that there is like an air of that in the comics that like they're, yes, they work for Nova Corps, but more so to pay off their bounty as opposed to because they want to. So yeah,
and it could be fixed if just one of them would watch him. Just pick someone to keep an eye on him. Like, we know Rocket is around because we get a vocal cameo from Bradley Cooper in this one, so he's close enough to be hit by something that Groot throws, but not close enough to be noticing if he steals like a space capsule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or blows up a ship right next to their ship.
Although it does make me wonder, and this is a slight tangent. Did y'all ever have that astronaut ice cream like when you were a kid? Like, did you go to the museum and you buy the astronaut ice cream that was like
dehydrated one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I've tried that one at one of those places. Yeah.
Not good.
No. Nope. Yeah, I had one of those at NASA. Listeners, I'm from Florida, so I got to go to Kennedy Space Station or Space Center.
Jealous.
Yeah. So I did, you know, it wasn't like I just took a trip to NASA. But yeah, it's not good there either. So whatever the astronauts are eating is probably not great.
Probably not. I went to space camp like at Huntsville, but I don't think that's where I got it. I feel like I got it here, like at one of our non-space museums. They're just like, hey, you want to eat what astronauts eat? Do they eat this?
Yeah.
This is very crunchy for ice cream.
Like $11 crunchy dehydrated ice cream.
Thanks. It immediately disintegrates when you bite into it.
Yeah, well, but then it makes you think, man, I wonder what kind of ice cream Groot has, because he's eating maybe raspberry. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't really know.
Color.
I can't remember. Yeah. I have to go back and see if they showed the label or anything. And it's so funny, too, because it's like he knows what he wants. for being like a kid and he finds a chocolate coin. You think any kid that finds a chocolate coin would be like, hey, here's chocolate, I'm good. But no.
Yeah. He wants the ice cream.
Yeah.
He should have just tried. He should have just taken the chocolate coin. Maybe they wouldn't have noticed.
But I get the frustration because, like, even here, we still have ice cream trucks that come around from time to time. Not so much where I live now, but in my previous house, summertime, the truck would come like once a week. And it was always during those moments where I'd always forget about it. And if the kids were home, I'd be like, I don't know if I have cat, like, I need to go find like a dollar or something. I don't even know what ice cream truck's price model is these days. Like,
they need Bitcoin to run a debit card.
Right? It's like, do they use Square? Do they take crypto? Like,
I wish that they would come by my house. I have, like, there are children on my street, many children. Mm-hmm. And so it would not be all that out of the way for them to come and drive by my house because I will run after them. I'll be so delighted. I grew up in a rural area. We didn't have ice cream trucks. So now knowing there's one within just a few miles, it's very exciting and frustrating because it didn't come here.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we can call them and request that or something. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know.
There's a bunch of children on the street.
Yeah. Got to troll and be like, who's having a birthday party? We need to call the ice cream truck.
We don't have one in our neighborhood now that we just moved into, but our old one, for whatever reason, our street was the street that it stopped on. And for whatever reason, it always stopped in front of our house. And I would just hear it played this dumb song, and it always started with this weird robot voice going hello, and then it would play the song, and then as soon as the song ended, it would like loop the robot voice hello, and then it would play the song for like 30 to 45 minutes, just a loop of this 10-second song with this robot hello once a week during the summer. I couldn't handle it. So I'm the opposite. Ice cream trucks, if you're listening, please don't come to my neighborhood. I'll go buy ice cream. But yeah, I think this one was my favorite episode. It was chaos, but there was a clear plot that was happening. And in the end, Groot got what he wanted, even though it may be at the poor his crew that are going to have to pay for I don't know, the damaged ship or the theft. I don't know. I mean, I guess he paid for it, right? He had sort of
coins.
Yeah, he had coins.
There might not be anybody alive to accept them, but he had coins.
Yeah so maybe it will just be damages that they'll pay for. Well, and that brings us to the final episode, Groot and the Great Prophecy. This episode's exciting because we do get the Watcher, and it's not just any Watcher, it is our Watcher. I'm not really sure. I know in the comics there's lots of Watchers, so it's interesting that we keep getting the same one in all of this stuff. So we get the same Watcher in this, and he's watching Groot as he goes into an old temple and tries to fulfill a mythic prophecy to save the universe. And much like all of these little shorts, you know, the whole time you're thinking one thing is going to happen, and at the end they flip the script on you, and even the Watcher didn't know.
No.
It's also funny because the Watcher is like constantly being pointed out to by Groot, which is just a fun nod to Groot being hypersensitive or something. I don't know. They don't really explain that.
Like, maybe it's a thing where like little kids are supposed to be able to see like stuff that grownups can't, like like ghosts and stuff. I used to tease my sister-in-law about that when my niece was little. She would just like randomly stare like at a corner or something. I'd be like, Olivia, what do you see with your baby esque?
Yeah. Groot has to, you know, dodge a bunch of traps. It's very like Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
A lot of getting through sort of this spooky temple, all to collect a seed, a fruit. Yeah. I'm not really sure what it is. Yeah.
I wish they put more explanation into like, yeah, what the seed was going to do or become.
Mm-hmm. And was Groot just doing this by himself? This goes back to who's watching him, or why are they here?
Mm-hmm. Groot would be like a prime candidate for that kid leash that some people have.
Yeah.
It'd be a great commercial for Apple for like their little air tags.
You've lost your Groot. It's wandering around a temple right now.
I was hopeful that there would be a little extra at the end that maybe showed what the seed did.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it ends with Groot eating the seed. But no, that didn't happen. We don't know what the seed was. I don't know if it'll come back.
I thought it caught on fire.
I thought it got dropped.
Didn't the
No, because his little bouncy ball was stuck in it. And so when he finally got up there, he pulled the bouncy ball out, and then it just kind of
and it fell into the lava. Yeah, that's right. And we'll never know. And we'll never, I mean, maybe we will. This one had the watcher, so there's maybe potential that this could come up or be a nod in What If season 2. I mean, that'd be fun for him to just be like, you know, if there was some big event and he was like, there's the seed that you could get that would help, but unfortunately it got burned up or something. You know, just like a nod to this, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know that we will, but
yeah, I was looking, it seemed looked like the editor for What If was working on this episode, and that's why they pulled the watcher in.
Ah, okay.
So maybe there's a chance, you know, they could do something there. I think it would be fun to do the crossover stuff, or even like your point earlier, because like the very last scene we get is like as they're flying away, Groot just at the window waving by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but is he actually waving by to the watcher, or is it someone else? Like,
right. Yeah. And the watcher seems to think, like, how does he keep seeing me?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess we'll maybe we'll find out. I don't even know when What If season 2 is happening anymore.
December of this year.
Okay. I feel like I had a good grasp on when everything was coming out, and then everything got shuffled around. Now I have no idea other than what's immediately in the future.
Yeah. This is late December 23. Hopefully they'll stick with that. I mean, I could see them bumping it to next year, but maybe they'll keep it.
Maybe there's a Christmas episode.
Be awesome. Hey, please do more. I'm a little bummed about the news of our...
I want a Christmas episode with Peter and MJ. Like,
are we cute?
Yeah.
They were real cute.
Yeah. I mean, anything's, you know, just don't hit us with like last year's Christmas special, but this time it's in black and white. So.
Although, anything. You know, twist, what if they did a Werewolf by Night Christmas special? The old gang gets back together for a haunted holiday. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be into that. Yeah.
Speaking of like the Christmas specials and stuff, Kevin Bacon is going to be in town.
Where?
Did you see that, Elisa? At UCA?
Oh, yes. I remember now. Yes, he is going to be UCA. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to.
I don't know either. I'd like to. I just can't. I just don't know if I'd be able to go as well. But yeah, I mean, it would be great if he sings like the song from that special. If he took request, I would I would request that for sure.
I'm sure someone else will do it, but it would be pretty funny if you both went as Drax and Mantis.
Yeah.
Keep him on his toes, you know.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's it for I Am Groot season 2. It was short. It was fun. It didn't mean anything, I don't think, for the greater MCU, but it was enjoyable. So
yeah, it was great.
I think, yeah. I think while we're, you know, before we step too far away from it, I'll go ahead and give you all the question for this week. It'll be really easy. Tell us your favorite episode of season 2 of I Am Groot, or just tell us your favorite episode of both seasons. If you didn't like any of season 2 and you only like one of season 1, let us know what your favorite I Am Groot episode was. But having said that, set our question for next week. Let's talk really quickly about our holiday news. It's a bummer to me. I like Werewolf by Night, but what they're doing is now they're going to, for Halloween, give us Werewolf by Night again, but this time it will be in color. I think that kind of takes the cool cinematic-y stuff that they did away. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like you have to watch the original one where it's like all black and white, but you see reds, and then at the end, you finally get the full color, and it kind of plays into the story. I think it's kind of a bummer that they're like, oh, here it is, the whole thing, but it's in color now. It's like, did you just not plan to do anything for Halloween? And so you were like, yeah. I don't know, give them the original cut.
And is it only the original cut going to Hulu?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that it was only.
Yeah, they announced. I think it started. It started last week, end of last week, that you could watch Werewolf by Night on Hulu up until Halloween.
Interesting.
Well, one thing is, I remember one of the only things that kept Werewolf by Night from like a TVMA rating is that it was in black and white, and so you couldn't see a lot of the like gore and stuff. So, is this going to have a higher rating because it's going to be in color?
Good question. I haven't seen anything. That's a good question, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know Disney's been kind of leaning more into the having more mature content on Disney Plus. So maybe, but I still feel like it just seems a little lazy. Not to knock you, Marvel or Disney. It just seems kind of like you couldn't have done anything else. You couldn't have hit us with like a I Am Groot Halloween special that's 5 minutes long. Like I would have been fine with that. But to just give us the same thing he gave us last year, it kind of feels like now you're setting the bar real low. And now Christmas is.
Or even like, I was reading this earlier, and I definitely agree with this person. This is on Twitter, but they were like frustrated, like the lack of Captain Marvel through the MCU as a whole, right? Like, we get the movie, we get such limited time with. In the Avengers, and then you basically get some post-credit scenes, and then now Miss Marvel. Like, why wouldn't we get? I think it'd be so fun to get a Halloween Captain Marvel, like on some other planet that's just spooky, and you don't know what she's going up against, and you get that Halloween vibe to it.
Yeah, I think that would be cool, but I think Brie Larson is making that difficult. Because I think that was all the drama recently. I don't know if anyone saw that, but people were saying that they had recast Captain Marvel because of some posters and images that came out of the Marvels where it just didn't quite look like her. I don't know. I saw the pictures in question. I thought that they looked fine. Maybe, you know, whoever was the editor on the photos touched them up a little bit too much, and that's what they're talking about. But we know that, like, they didn't recast her. We've seen her in all the trailers for the movie. So, you know, but I think that there was a fear that she was double booking herself or something on some other roles. So I think, I don't know, you know. I don't, you know, she's an actress. That's her job. So I don't knock her for doing other things. But I think that that probably makes it difficult for them to plan around that stuff, I guess.
Yeah. It is frustrating, though.
I agree. Especially for a character that's supposed to be like super strong and a pretty big player in a lot of, you know, MCU storylines. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, all we get is, she's away. Okay. Guess we'll see her in 4 movies. Yeah, I think that's all the news that I've seen recently.
Well, there's one more piece of news. Actually, and this was a question I had, but I feel like it may be too early to ask this question. But we're doing something different, or Marvel's doing something different with Loki season 2, where they're actually going to release it in the evening versus their traditional, like, kind of early morning. Which I'm fascinated. I'm sure a lot of it is just to collect data. They're probably just trying to see, like, they're using this time to compare, like, would this get more views versus the other approach you're doing, right?
I mean, I'm sure that they get more views to begin with in the evening. I, as somebody who likes to watch it very early in the morning, am kind of bummed because now it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll watch it the next morning.
Yeah. That's how I can start a lot of my mornings, is like, you know, if I'm kind of up and going by like 7:30, I can watch the episode then before starting my day. And I get the most like hardcore reviewers and critics. They're happy because they don't have to get up at like 3 a.m. to watch it. But at the same time, I'm like, this is gonna be interesting. I'm curious.
Yeah, but if that's the life you chose, you know, if you chose to be a hardcore reviewer, then like you just have to get up early.
If you're getting up, especially if you could binge the whole season, like getting up at 3 a.m. to binge like eight to 10 hours of a series.
Right.
Goodness.
And then you have the whole evening to yourself.
Anyway, that was the question. Is I'm very curious to see, like from a listener's perspective, is like, do you like this change? Maybe too early to ask that, but maybe we kind of bring this back up again, like once Loki season 2 starts, is like, you know, do you like it waiting until the evenings, or would you rather watch it first thing in the morning?
Yeah, and I guess what time does it drop?
Eastern, it's 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But if you're listening, Disney, don't do this with Percy Jackson. I need those to come out in the morning so I can start my day. Watch my mythological show.
I am excited for the Goose. Since we're getting close to Halloween season, the Goosebumps series. I finally watched the trailer for that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see how that is.
Looks good. Haunted Mansion will be coming to Disney Plus soon too.
It's gonna drop. Skipped that one in theaters. I didn't go see that in theaters, but my kids were like, "We need you to go watch that before we see it, so you can tell us."
Yeah, when we saw the trailer for it is when we went to see Indiana Jones, and I 100% was like, "Oh, this is a horror movie. This does not seem like it's okay for kids." The trailer made it seem so scary. And then we had some friends go see it, and they were like, "Nah, it was a kids' movie." And I was like, "Oh well, they did themselves no favors with that trailer, because if I was a parent and saw that trailer, I'd be like, we're not. You kids aren't going to see that."
They played the trailer before Elemental, which is now streaming on Disney Plus. But that's where like the boys first saw it, and they've seen the original movie. They've seen that one with Eddie Murphy a couple times. But I just remember one of the boys looked over at me and they're like, "I need you to go watch that before I see it."
What about the Muppets? Muppets on an Edge.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
I think that one is on Disney Plus. So if anyone wants a fun Muppet movie. All right. Well, before we go, let's answer our question from last week, which is, what Guardians of the Galaxy character would you like seeing brought into the current MCU from the comics, or if you just have a character, a Marvel character that you would like to be added to the Guardians, who would it be? I can go first. Mine would be Agent Venom. Some of my favorite Guardians of the Galaxy comics are when Agent Venom is with the Guardians and they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And slowly, not slowly, but occasionally, Venom will kind of like branch off and like get the other Guardians Venom suits. And it's always fun. So that's who I would like to see. Although I know because of Sony and Disney's weird feud, that will never happen, but maybe.
You know, we've briefly seen this character in like very small moments, but it is surprising that we haven't gotten anything like a special or something, but Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Like,
this is a good one.
That just, I feel like that's a money machine right there. Like, do a special or something. But yeah, let's go Howard the Duck.
Okay. How about you, Lisa?
Well, I'm not really familiar enough with the comics to be able to say, like, this is somebody from the comic books I would like to see them portray in the MCU. But I do think that a fun one to add to the MCU Guardians of the Galaxy would be Luis from Ant-Man. I think he would have a great time. I think he would get along really well with everybody. I think it'd be a fun adventure.
Yeah. And he would be another addition to the, like, who's the pilot of the ship argument.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe he just sit it out and just be like, I think everybody here is great. If we're voting, I'll vote once for everybody.
I feel like with that character, they land on any planet, they just send him to like the bar because he'll just like listen and talk to everyone and then come and piece the whole stories of like, okay, I think I know where this person is. So I met this one person. Kind of spends like the whole hour just to get to that.
I would love for that to be in every Marvel movie from now on. Like if it could be, if we go see the Marvels and the way that that movie starts is Luis explaining the events of Miss Marvel, would love it.
Yeah.
Well, good answers, everyone. Let us know your answers, listener, on our social media. I do have a quick one more comment for Howard the Duck, which is we keep seeing him and stuff. Same with Cosmo. Mm-hmm. Do we think that we're going to get a Howard the Duck movie, or do we think that we're going to get a something else movie where Howard the Duck is more of a character, or do we think that he's just going to be sort of like the replacement for Stan Lee? Like instead of getting a Stan Lee cameo for every movie, now we're going to get a Howard the Duck cameo.
I kind of like that last idea.
I feel like that's the way we're going.
But. Yeah. Give us more content and we'll know.
Yeah. Oh, also, because it just popped in my head, did we talk about Daniel Radcliffe?
What?
Oh, that he's, yeah, so he's got a role in Deadpool 3, but they're keeping it secret.
Yes, and the fan, he's one of the, like...
Yeah, the fan base is basically like, he's going to be Wolverine.
Yeah.
Aww.
After seeing him in, what's that show that he's in?
Miracle Workers?
Yeah. After seeing him in the last season of Miracle Workers, and he got, like, super ripped for... I think like the second to last episode or something, he like rips off his shirt. He's super built now. Mm-hmm. And that's when everybody started thinking like, oh, did he get ripped for like a role? And then people started thinking, oh, well, he's kind of short and he could be Wolverine. And then it became like I think the big two that I always hear are him and Keanu Reeves, but you know, I love Keanu Reeves. Love him. Good guy. Love his movies. I think it'd be weird to pick Keanu Reeves to be the next Wolverine since he's already getting up there in age. We can't, you know, Wolverine's just here on forever. We can't be picking an older person to play this character that is we haven't even introduced yet. But yeah, I'm on board for Daniel Radcliffe. I think it would be interesting.
he is an interesting young actor, I think. Yeah. He's since Harry Potter, he's done a bunch of stuff and a lot of it's been weird. But yeah. Like Mason and I watched him play Weird Al Yankovic in the Weird Al movie, and that was great. It was so much fun. But then also, yeah, like one that I feel like enough people don't know about is the last episode of The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, the interactive episode. Mm-hmm. He plays Kimmy's fiance and he is sensational. There's not another word for it. He's so funny. You would have thought he was on the series like every year that it ran.
One of my favorite roles outside of Harry Potter for him is Swiss Army Man. And oh, I don't even know what he has. He has a couple lines in that movie, but not many. You know, the whole movie is basically that he's dead. So that's a crazy movie.
Yeah, that's. I haven't still need to see The Lost City. You know, he's got a role in that.
Guns Akimbo, crazy movie.
Jungle. Oh, Guns Akimbo. I do want to see that one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird, wild and weird movie. But yeah, so who knows? Harry Potter could be the next Wolverine.
Yeah, I'm on board, but I'm also pulling a little bit from that dude from the bear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully we'll see. We don't know this movie is going to have like multiverse stuff. That could be what all this is. It could just be some nonsense fan service multiverse thing, but
100%.
Hopefully not.
And since when are any of us opposed to nonsense fan servicey stuff?
Yeah. We love it. It's just, you know, give me who's going to be the real next Wolverine too. You know,
right.
But anyway, that does it for us this week. Thank you all for listening. Join us next week as we continue diving probably into legacy stuff, since now we're waiting for the Marvels. So see you all next week.
Bye.